Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be able to do this every single day, almost every day. Can't get enough of this. It's fun to be able to talk about small businesses and the marketplace and the free market economy and the power of it and to talk about where things are going, especially. You know, folks, we have these folks called futurists, like our good friend Jack Oldrich, who have the ability to connect the dots. You and I see dots, they connect the dots and help us look at what's coming at us from the future. Jack, thanks again for hanging out with us. Jack's books include Jump the Curve and other books at his website. Give us that website again, Jack, please.
JumpTheCurve.net.
All right, so check that out. And don't forget you can get Jack's 2012 predictions right there. Hey, Jack, what are some of the other predictions for 2012 you think would be important for small business owners to know about?
Well, I tell you, here's one that I think is going to be interesting. It's not going to affect all small business owners, but it's going to be the growth of urban crops. And earlier in your introduction, you talked about connecting the dots, is that we know that certain cities like Detroit are decaying, and there are vast tracts of businesses that are just, it's abandoned.
Can I give you a stat that I learned last week about Detroit? I heard a guy with ConAgra talking about Detroit. He called Detroit a food desert. He said in 138 square miles of Detroit, there's not one single supermarket.
That's right.
I said, where do they get their food? He said, from convenience stores.
They do, but you know what's now popping up? They're called pop-up stores.
Yeah.
And they're just light mobile things that can be set up that can deliver fresh fruit and other things directly to those areas. But
you're going one step further with this, aren't you?
I am. I'm talking about urban crops, and because there's going to be land available, people are going to be able to grow things right in an urban area. But here's what's going to be interesting. You know who's really fascinated by this idea? Is companies like Walmart and others.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they want to redesign their global supply chain, and if they can deliver fresh products that were grown locally, they cut out their transportation costs, they cut out labor costs, and they deliver fresher products directly to consumers. So there are a lot of these trends that are kind of merging together and are going to have some unintended consequences.
I have friends in Washington, D.C. who are part of a community garden. And they have their own.
Right.
They have a little part of a plot. They have a little few square feet in a larger plot where they grow their strawberries and their beans and the different vegetables. You know, which for me having grown up on a farm where we had, you know, 2 or 3 acres of garden in a couple of different places, it seems kind of funny to think about a little bitty square, you know, a few square feet. But they do that and they love it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think the other thing is, you know, if people haven't saved enough for retirement or if they are undergoing sort of structural unemployment, I'm not saying people are going to be able to grow all of their own food. That's unrealistic.
Right.
But can they grow a portion of it and start saving a little bit of money? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think that you're going to see people sort of driven to do things that they wouldn't have imagined, you know, 5, 10 years ago.
Well, if you've got to be poor, if you've got to be on the edge of hunger or having enough to eat, you don't want to do it in the city. You want to be in the country because country people don't starve. They can find something to eat, and you know.
Yeah, that's.
But maybe what you're saying is that's going to reverse, and the urban scenario could be improved if we encourage. Is anybody encouraging these things besides Walmart? I mean, is there a movement on to do this?
There is actually a movement on, and it's not really very popular in the U.S. yet. But if you look over in Germany, there are a number of people who are essentially making their rooftop farms, and there is a growing movement over there of sort of urban farmers and people who are
right,
you know, growing things and taking things into their own hands.
Folks, the other predictions include food sensors, network traffic to improve trafficking, nano drugs. Jack is a nano expert. Nano drugs that he talks about, virtual grocery stores. I think you were just kind of mentioning that a minute ago. Also, a game to teach little boys how to hit the toilet, right? We could have used that a long time ago. Hey, Jack, give us the website one more time, please.
It is jumpthecurve.net.
Check that out, folks, and find his predictions. Hey, Jack, will you come back again real soon?
Always happy to be on your show, Jim.
Look forward to having you back. Jack Oldrich, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Jack joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.